USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Doing business on a Saturday, President Trump was praising the U.S. economy when he spoke at a business roundtable in Cleveland, Ohio yesterday, saying trade with China can no longer be a one-way street and drawing great applause when he noted the record low unemployment rate that was seen in the April jobs report. Speaking on other issues, he said Democrats are still trying to stand in the way of his building the border wall.
They want open borders. We have to have borders. If you don't have borders, you don't have a country.
As the NRA convention continued in Dallas yesterday, there were protests and counter-protests. Some were protesting gun violence, like this father of a Parkland, Florida school shooting victim.
It's about being effective in finding a solution so no one else needs to go through what we're going here.
A gun rights rally was held a short distance away. And this is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hawaii authorities say even though seismic activity has calmed near the Kilauea volcano, the event is likely far from over. They say at least 5 homes have been burned from the lava flow, and officials say the volcano remains unpredictable and must be addressed with caution. A similar eruption back in the mid-50s lasted for over 90 days. Another Kentucky Derby is in the record books, and here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Coming to the wire, he's got the awesome! Justify has won the Kentucky Derby!
Justify was the 3-1 favorite to win the Derby on a day in which just under 158,000 people braved the rain and mud to see the race. Good Magic did indeed finish second, followed by Audible in third.
Arizona Senator John McCain reportedly planning his funeral. Reports are the White House has been notified and Vice President Pence would be expected to attend. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump on Friday told reporters a date and location have been selected for his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Former Ambassador Bill Richardson says he's concerned that the process is being rushed and that the United States won't be fully prepared for such a summit.
It's about being effective in finding a solution so no one else needs to go through what we're going here.
Richardson was speaking to Neil Cavuto on Fox News. The man who killed an Indian immigrant in Kansas in a bar will now spend the rest of his life in a prison. Adam Purinton was sentenced to life in prison with no parole on Friday for the shooting that left 2 others injured in February of 2017. Witnesses say he yelled out, "Get out of my country," before opening fire in that bar. The victim's widow releasing a statement after the sentencing calling for people to work together to spread love and stand up to hate. Purinton still faces federal hate crime charges for the murder. And over 17 million millennials can now call themselves mothers, as a study from the National Center for Health Statistics data says. While millennials account for 82% of births in the United States, the generation of women is waiting longer than prior generations to enter the world of motherhood. Delays in bearing children have been linked to cultural shifts away from marriage, as well as women entering the workforce. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.